on Daf Tes and Daf Yud, the Gemara talked a little bit about the Seifrim, and they used to write Shtaris, so they used to count. And they counted L'malche Yavan, not just Malche Yavan, 6 years into the reign of Yavan, which was 380 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And it seems like that's how Seifrim used to do their counting. Now, Bezman Hazeh, that's not the way we count. Right? How do we count Bezman Hazeh? It's L'Brias Oilam, right? You ever hear Kriyas Ksuba? That's how we count today. It's to B'Rias Oilam. That's the way most Minyanim happen. And truth is, if you look in the Rishonim and the Ge'onim already, they talk about when it changed. Right? When did we pivot from counting from the Greek Empire 380 years before Churban Bayesheni until B'Rias Oilam? But this is the way it is. There's a drasha from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. We spoke out this drasha once upon a time, for another reason. But there's a drasha in Drasha's Chasam Sofer, and this is one of the drashas that the Chasam Sofer gave on Zion of in the year Tav Kuf Ayin. In the new Drasha's Chasam Sofer, it's Drush Yud in the Zion of drashas. So the Chasam Sofer brings a Mechilta. The Mechilta says as follows: Ilu zachisem, hayisem moinem lebinyanish abeis hamikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidin, if you were Zoicha, you could have counted but now that you weren't Zoicha, you're forced to count from Churban Beis HaMikdash. If we would have had a Beis HaMikdash, we'd have the schos, we could have been counting. How many years is it from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was built? Says the Mechilta, when you're going to count, whenever you're going to be Moina, what's the minyan going to be? It's going to be Lechurbanai. It sounds like there's a mechilta that says that we're supposed to count lechurbanu shal beis hamikdash. And if that's the case, kasha eichanu moinem atal lebrias ha'olam v'loy lechurban beis hamikdash. As I fake the Chasam Sofer, says the Chasam Sofer, yesh loyma. We know that the Torah begins bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. And Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, why does the Torah start bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz? L'chayr, the way the Torah should have started was hachodesh hazeh lochem roish kadoshim. Says Rashi, shem yoim ru, because if the umay so'ilam are going to come and they're going to say listem atem, because you took the land from whom? You took it from the Knanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I created the world, I gave the Knanim the land, I gave it to them when I wanted them to have it. Now I want the Yidden to have it. So instead of giving it to them, I'm going to give it to the Yidden. So I say, Meres, when a Yid thinks, said the Chasam Sofer, Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, when you think of those words, what are you supposed to think of? You're supposed to think of that Eretz Yisrael is shalanu. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. If you're going to think today, in the year 5785, that Eretz Yisrael is supposed to belong to us. You know what the first thing that's going to come to your mind is? Is a krechts. And that is, well, then how come we don't have Eretz Yisrael? Why are we in Golas? Why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we have a Gula Shalema? What's going on over here? The answer is, because so the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so said the Chasam Sofer, that when you think Minyan L'Brias Ha'olam, you're going to be thinking Churban Beis HaMikdash. One is going to lead you right into the other. Because you're going to think 5,785 years from Bereishis Bara Elokim, immediately you're going to think of Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Eresh, the Rashi in Chumash, which is going to take you to what's going on over here, which is going to make you think of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says, really, Achshav, when we count L'Brias HaOlam, we're being Moinam L'Churbanai. Because on some level, we're reminding ourselves of Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Chasam Sofer said. But then the Chasam Sofer says, but really, the way we do it has an added benefit. Because not only are we going to be mindful of Churban Beis HaMikdash, but also we're going to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us Torah Mitzvahs. So by counting 5,785, we're being Yoytze the Mechilta. So it's not like we're violating that Mechilta, but we have the extra benefit of counting the Brias Oilam. And then he says as follows, just read one paragraph. Vachi nami nira, b'minyin sha'anu moinem l'briyas ha'olam, zeichem anachnu, we remember, ki ha'olam mechudash, ve'eretz Yisrael ra'oilanu, Va'afilu hachi galinu me'artzenu. V'loi ka'oisam chadoshim mikarev. Ha'moinim she'koisvim bereish megilta. Minyan leidas Mashiach ha'noitzrim. And he says, this is the way you're supposed to count. Not the way there are people now that are chadoshim mikarev. That when they write a letter, bereish megilta, they date it. And you know how they date it? They date it minyan leidas Mashiach ha'noitzrim. V'koisev says, l'chsam soifer, when somebody dates a document like that, you know what he's doing? He's koisev and he's choisev atzmoy she'ein loy chelik balikei Yisrael. Oy lohem ki gamlu l'nafsham ra b'toyres Hashem masu v'chachmas malohem. So says the Chassam Sofer, when we count from Brias Olam, what we're remembering is the Eibishter created the world. We're also remembering the fact that Eretz Yisrael is ra'u lanu. And we're remembering that unfortunately we're in Galus, and as a result we're thinking of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what's supposed to cross the mind of a Yid when he counts. Not like the people that are Chadoshim Mikorev, that they write Beresh Megilta Minyan Leidas Mashiach HaNoitzrim. That's a whole different machshava. That's a hero of Avodah Zarah. That's a terrible, terrible machshava. And it says the Chassam Sofer, when a person writes that, he's koisei v'choisei atzmoi she'en lo yichelik b'likei Yisrael. That's really what's going on over here. A tzushtel to this Joshua's Chassam Sofer is another Joshua's Chassam Sofer. This Joshua the Chassam Sofer gave in Tovkuf Tzad Gimel. This was on Ches Teves. If you have the new Joshua's Chassam Sofer, it's a Drush Yud Ches in the Ches Teves Joshua's. And over here, the Chassam Sofer was talking about how a Yid counts. You know, this is interesting. If you ever you look at tshuvas, right? So when the G'dayli Yisrael, they used to sign off tshuvas, so they would date a tshuva, which makes a lot of sense. But not only would they date the tshuva, they would always write the day of the week. And the tshuvas always bothered me a little bit, right? Yom Gimel, it's Tuesday, and this day in a month, and it's that year. Why are you counting the day of the week? So the Chassam Sofer in this drush addresses this. He says, Hine nirali, anu moinim hayom li yimei Shabbos. He says, we always count the days of the week. Echad b'Shabbos, Beis b'Shabbos, v'hu leheyed al chidush ha'olam, u'briyasai, v'shavas v'noch b'shvi. He said, because when a Yid counts, hayom yom rishon l'Shabbos, hayom yom sheni l'Shabbos, what he's remembering is that David created the world, and he rested on Shabbos. Va'od anu moinim. He says, when we count, we also count Yemei Achodesh Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Hayoyim yoyim echod b'Shabbos. It's Sunday. It's Gimel Achodesh Arishayim. And it's Gimel Nisan. The Kos of Ramban, we spoke at this Ramban last week. Ve'herich b'pasik Achodesh Azelochem. Ba'amreinu ha'chodesh ha'rishoin ha'inu rishon l'tzeiseinu mi'mitzrayim v'sheinu l'tzeiseinu mi'mitzrayim nimtza meyed al ge'ula seinu. Right, we're talking about ge'ula. V'kasev Ramban, he brings the whole lashon of the Ramban. He says ayin sham b'mesek l'shoinoi nimtza b'masha anu moinem l'shabbos u'l'chodesh anu mechabrim emunas b'riyas ha'olam u'shmira shabbos imamunas ha'ge'ula. He said when a Yid counts and you say today is the first day of the week, it's the third day of the month, and it's whatever chodesh it is, right? So when the fourth chodesh of the year, when a Yid counts in that way, what's essentially he doing? What the Yid is going ahead, and what he's doing on that day is, he's thinking Shabbos, he's thinking Brias Olam, he's thinking Geula, and all these different ideas are merging together. This is the way a Yid is supposed to count. When you count, you date a document, all these ideas are supposed to permeate your mind. And then the Chassam Sofer says, V'loi kechadoshim mikarev, shemoinim leidas meshicham shal noitzrim, halo yevoshu beis Yisrael latmurazu. And again, the Chassam Sofer threw in this line. He says, I see people now, they're counting to leidas yeshay anoitzri, ribbono shel olam. He said, a Yid is supposed to be thinking Shabbos, he's supposed to be thinking Amunah, he's supposed to be thinking Gagula, he's supposed to be thinking Brias Olam, he's supposed to be thinking Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's supposed to be thinking the Geula of the Asid, and instead he's thinking leidas Mashiach. This is the worst thing imaginable. One other place where the Chassam Sofer talks about this, and this is in another drasha, and this drasha is interesting. This drasha the Chassam Sofer gave in the year Tavkuf Nun Dalet. So if you know, you know. But in the year Tavkuf Nun Dalet, the Chassam Sofer was a rav in a city called Dresnitz. And when the Chassam Sofer was rav in Dresnitz, he gave a drasha on Shoivavim. And this is in his Shoivavim drasha. Now, just as an interesting fact, there's one drasha that we have from the Chassam Sofer on Shoivavim. Now, it wasn't just on Shoivavim, it was Shoivavim Tat. And the Chassam Sofer, we have one drasha on Shoivavim. Now, you're going to say, if you take a look at the drasha's Chassam Sofer, you're going to find a whole bunch of Shoivavim drashas. It's 13, if you do the math. but really only one of them is an original Shoivivim Drasha. The others were put together by the Chassam Sofer's great-grandson, Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, who we're going to talk about one day, Be'ezer Hashem. But he's the one that was Mesader, a lot of the Torah, the Chassam Sofer that we have today. And when he put together a Shoivivim section, he wanted it to be a little bit robust. So he took different Torahs that the Chassam Sofer had written about Shoivivim and he included it there. But we have one real authentic drasha that the Chassam Sofer ever gave on Shoivivim Tat. And he gave it when he was a younger man, a rav in the city of Dresnitz. But either way, so in the Dresnitz drasha, so the Chassam Sofer, he writes as follows. He talks a little bit about Shoivivim, which is Chodesh Tevis time, and he says as follows. He's talking about the month of Tevis. He says, "Boyu uru'u davar nifla." He says, "I want you to be mespoinen in the davar nifla." Ki bezeh Chodesh Tevis, because in the month of Tevis, atshalokinu by kiflei kiflayim, whereas Yidin we were so punished. Boy hischila matzah Nebuchadnezzar l'ra Chodesh. Chodesh Tevis is when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege on Yerushalayim. Because of Abis Yosef, I'm skipping a little bit. Abis Yosef wrote, "She'ilu haya efsher she'tochel asar b'tevis b'shabbes." If asar b'tevis would fall out on a Shabbos, hayinu mesanim boy, we would fast on it, right? You would never fast on Shabbos. The only fast you would ever fast on a Shabbos is asar b'tevis. Boy b'yoyim on that day, basa hashmu lebnei agoylo. On that day, the shmu came to the bnei agoylo. They heard that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The yidden that were in Galus. Ches on ches tevis nichteva atayr yavonis. The Torah was written in Greek. Vayuchoyshech gimel yamav. And 3 days of Finstinish descended on the world. Test boy on the ninth day of Tevis, Mace Ezra HaSoifer. Shall Yeshokel Kamoish Rabbeinu. Vim Kena Chodesh Hazeh, whose man Avelis Yisrael. This is a month that permeates Avelis of Klal Yisrael. Vihine, this same month of Tevis, which is all about Avelis for Yidin, who has Chola Simchason. It's when the Yimei Simcha begin for the Ovdei Kechavim. Vishonu Chadoshim Shalohem. It's the New Year's. For the Ovdei Kechavim. The Leidas Mashiachim. It's the day that their Mashiach was born. Says the Chassam Sofer that for us, Chodesh Teves is the worst month. It's the worst month. Yeah, it's the only one of the fasts of Churban Beis Hamikdash that you would fast even on Shabbos. So you do it. The Chassam Sofer writes in different places that every year on Asara B'Teves, there's a Yoim Hadin. It's a Yoim Hadin whether the Beis Hamikdash should be built or it shouldn't be built. This is like one of the Sisrei Torah that Chassam Sofer writes in his Svar. Right, you do with this so much Ruach HaKodesh and Sifrei Chassam Sofer. This is one of them. He says there's a Yom Adin every single year in Asar. Had Chassam Sofer know this. Every single year there's a Yom Adin. Should the Beis HaMikdash be built this year or should it be destroyed this year? It happens in Asar B'Tevis. Asar B'Tevis is the Haschala. That's when it all began. Chassam Sofer says Haschala hu chatzi HaKoel. That's half of everything. And that happened when it happened on Chodesh Tevis. And Zelo Umazeh. Chodesh Tevis, that's the happiest time of year as it relates to the Ovdei Kechavim. And he says, it's not a mikra. Loi be mikra v'hizdame nofal zeh. Ki im bekavonas mechuvin kedechsiv ula'oim ula'oim yamot. Because it's always a zeh l'umazeh. When it's good for the Yidden, it's the opposite for the Umay Sa'olam. Ula'oim mi la'oim yamot. Right? That's what Shem told Rivka. Ula'oim ila'oim yamot. This is our fate. There's an inverse relationship with the fate of the Yidden and the fate of the Umay Sa'olam. And that's why New Year's, that time of year, which is such a celebratory time for the Umay Sa'olam, it's their New Year's. For us, said Chassam Sofer, it's Chodesh Tevis. It's just the opposite. Truth is, Chassam Sofer is talking about the Noitzrim, right? Clearly, he's talking about the Noitzrim. He talks about Leidas Mashiachim. But we just saw the Gemara. We learned the Gemara together. Where the Gemara said on Daf Ches Amud Aleph that what's the history of the Yom Edom Shel Ovdei Kechavim? So you had the Kalanda and Starnura. And where does it come from? It comes from Adam Arishan. When did Adam Arishan set up those Yomim Tovim? When did it start? It was 8 days before Tkufas Tevis. It was 8 days after Tkufas Tevis. The pagan Avodah Zarah, their holidays, the Yom Edom that we're handling right now, that's when that all began. So says the Chassam Sofer at Simdritamol in his drasha on Zayinov, in his drasha on Ches Tevis. This is the drasha that he gave in Dresnitz, in Tovkuf Nun Dalet, in Shoivivim. So in this drasha again, says the Chassam Sofer that I see Yidden, that they go ahead and they celebrate Chodesh Tevis, it's New Year's, it's the holiday season. And all of a sudden, they're a little perkier, right? And they're a little bit happier, and they have a little more of a jump in their step. And the Chassam Sofer says, this for us, this should be a Zman of Avelis. It's just the opposite of the way it's supposed to be. And he fears us, he says, Al-Kain, Al-Tismach B'Yoyim Edom. He says, don't be besimcha on their Yoyim Ed. Ki Sameach Le'ed Lo Yinokeh Midina shall gehenim chas v'shalom. What does that rhyme mean? Ki sameach le'ed lo yinake. What's Pashup Shat? What does that mean? I saw in the Drushas Chassam Sofer, they don't bring anything here. But Rav Shlomiyak doesn't miss a kutzah shal yud. In Oitzris Chassam Sofer, he says, it's a Lashon HaPasuk. It's a Lashon HaPasuk in Mishlei Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Hey. We all know the beginning of this Pasuk. Everyone knows this. The beginning of the Pasuk is Loyeg L'Rosh Cheref Oiseo. Right? If someone makes Litzonis of a Rosh, of an Araman, Cheref Oiseo, right? There's a lot of halachas that are governed by this Pasuk. The next part of the Pasuk is Sameach Le'ed Loyinaka. Sameach le'ed, mandatoni eidea mitan aleph loy nishtabish. What does it mean, sameach le'ed? It means if someone's happy with the downfall of a person, loyinaka, he won't be speared. Don't make fun of a person when he's down. Bin foyloy vech al tismach. Loyeg l'rosh cheref oiseyu. Sameach le'ed, when a person is down, loyinaka. If you're besimcha in that time, loyinaka. But Chassam Sofer said it's a play on words. Sameach le'ed, if someone's going to be besimcha on the yoim edom. As in the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, if you're going to be besimcha on the aid of the Ovdei Kechavim lo yinake, you know what lo yinake means? Midino shel gehen chas v'shalom. That person will be lo yinake midino shel gehen. This was something that was very chamor, very very chamor in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. People that were besimcha during the Eidam shel Ovdei Kechavim. It's a very very fascinating, very very interesting idea. It's a very sharfa musar and a beautiful play on words. And this pasuk over here in Mishlei, clearly very matim to the sugis that we're learning right now, to a lot of different inyanim that we spoke about over the last couple of days.